Welcome to the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for May 2023. We have a very interesting episode for you guys today that covers a wide range of topics. We start out with a university student who literally disappeared into the fog by the Golden Gate Bridge. And we have a vampire waitress out of Japan. Then we have a terrifying video of someone or something invading the apartment of a man. We get an update on a killer clown down in Florida. And then we wrap it all up with an insane story of yet another charismatic leader who committed some heinous crimes. Here are the strange and scary mysteries of the month for May 2023. Number 5. Mysterious disappearance of a UC Berkeley student. On September 30th, 2020, a young woman named Sydney West was swallowed up by the morning fog near the iconic Golden Gate Bridge. It was just another ordinary day for the 19-year-old UC Berkeley student, or so it seemed. The city was waking up. The area was bustling with morning commuters and tourists eager to catch a glimpse of the world-famous landmark. But in the blink of an eye, amidst the foggy haze, Sydney vanished. Footage from a nearby CCTV camera showed the bridge shrouded in a thick blanket of fog, a common sight in San Francisco. But on this day, the fog was unusually dense, augmented by the smoke from a nearby wildfire. In the video, Sydney could be seen amongst the crowd, and then suddenly, she was just gone. Back in Orange County, North Carolina, her family began to worry when she didn't check in for their nightly call. Being far from home and dealing with the challenges of remote learning due to the COVID lockdown, Sydney had been battling homesickness. Her father, Jay West, had made it a point to talk to her every night to ease her loneliness. Her absence from their scheduled call set off alarm bells. Immediately, the West family reported Sydney missing, and law enforcement officers were quick to point out that she was considered at risk due to her depression. The ominous setting of her last known location, the Golden Gate Bridge, a notorious spot with nearly 2,000 reported fatalities, further fueled these speculations. Recently, the West family was interviewed about the situation, as it's been almost 3 years since the girl went missing. The West family still refuses to accept the theory that their daughter may have done something to herself. As Jay argued, that if Sydney had climbed up the rails, someone amongst the bustling crowd would have noticed at the very least and hopefully intervened. Yet nobody came forward to report anything unusual from that day, and so it was as if Sydney had simply evaporated into the dense fog. Despite the lack of evidence suggesting foul play, the case remains open. Investigators and Sydney's family continue to grapple with the mystery. Could Sydney West be another tragic statistic associated with the Golden Gate Bridge, or did something more sinister happen on that foggy morning? Each day that passes without answers only adds to the mounting fear and uncertainty. Sydney's family and friends hold on to hope that she will be found, that the mysterious fog surrounding her disappearance will finally lift. Number 4. Japanese Vampire Waitress. If you're the type of person who enjoys a good cup of tea, coffee, or a shake at a local cafe, then strap in, because this is a shocking tale that will make you think twice about your next order. In the bustling city of Sapporo in Japan, nestled among the modern high-rises and ancient temples, sits a unique cafe that caters to the darker side of the city's residents. Mondaji Kon Cafe Daku, or Problem Child Dark Cafe, is no ordinary establishment. Here, the waitstaff don eccentric goth-style clothing and makeup, symbolizing mentally unstable or problematic women. But as it turned out, one of these servers took her role far beyond the superficial theatrics. April 2023 saw the cafe being thrust in the global spotlight for a disturbing incident that quickly spread like wildfire on social media. An employee whose identity remains confidential concocted a cocktail that was, to put it mildly, deeply unsettling. Upon the bizarre request of a customer, she infused her own blood into a popular menu item, the orikaku, a beverage typically laced with fruit or syrups. But this time, it had an additional horrifying ingredient, the woman's blood. When the cafe's management discovered this heinous act, they labeled it job terrorism. The waitress, now infamously known as the Japanese vampire waitress, was immediately fired. And in an attempt to regain public trust, the cafe closed its doors for a day, replaced all glasses, and disposed of any potentially tainted bottles of alcohol. But the story didn't end there. Health professionals worldwide condemned the act, expressing serious concern over the potential risks. Drinking another person's blood isn't just a gory horror movie trope, it's a serious health hazard. Even though the probability of infection is low, diseases like HIV, hepatitis C and B, and syphilis can be transmitted through blood, which is why our medical personnel take very stringent precautions when handling bodily fluids. As the news continued to travel around the globe, medical experts urged anyone who had visited that cafe to get tested for blood-borne diseases. While the management did their part in controlling the damage, the potential long-term health implications for customers could not be ignored. In the aftermath, the Japanese vampire waitress got off relatively easy considering the potential legal consequences. In fact, in many places, contaminating food and drinks is a crime punishable by jail. As for the cafe, it reopened its doors, attempting to shake off the freaky incident that had forever tarnished its reputation. What was once a quirky gothic cafe is now a haunting reminder of how one person's twisted fascination can spiral into a global health concern. So, next time you find yourself at a nice cafe, remember the tale of the Japanese vampire waitress. Maybe opt for a beverage that you can watch being made. Number 3. The Ghost of the Unseen Roommate. A tale that's been grabbing the attention of Reddit users and TikTok recently is a terrifying homegrown video that, if real, means this person definitely has to move out. This is the case of the unseen roommate. In the digital age, ghost stories have found a new home, shared not around campfires, but through the internet. And this particular one began in April of this year on Reddit. A user complained about unexplainable rustling noises he heard every single night in his apartment. And then, deciding to investigate, he captured a seemingly mundane photo of his kitchen, seeking answers from his fellow Redditors. Initially, the image seemed unremarkable. It was just an ordinary kitchen. However, online sleuths were not deterred, and wanting to help, they adjusted the brightness. Once they did that, what they uncovered was terrifying. In the doorway, there appeared a figure, clear as can be, a tall man with a beard seemingly staring directly at the camera from the shadows. The figure looked like someone from the early 1900s, although some mentioned it resembled Keanu Reeves. There was much more to this, though, as the Redditor now continued to monitor his kitchen, this time recording a video. And the footage taken under the cover of darkness showed a sliver of light from a microwave oven, and then the light flickered and fluctuated, as if something or someone was moving in front of it. Once again, the image was enhanced, the brightness turned up, and the results were unsettling. The same bearded figure appeared to be moving around the kitchen, the cause of the clock light fluctuations. It appeared to be the same man as the one in the photo, but this time it was more than a static image. It was moving, living inside the apartment with the current tenant. This revelation sparked a frenzy of theories in the comment sections. Some believed it to be a ghost, a spectral figure haunting the Redditor's place. However, others had a more sinister theory. And they suggested that this ghost was no phantom, but a real person. A secret, unknown roommate living undetected in the home. Whether a spectral apparition or unwanted squatter, I don't know what's worse. The idea that someone or something was lurking in that apartment unseen and unnoticed is truly disturbing. Number 2. Killer Clown Pleads Guilty. Murder, deceit, and a clown. This story starts in the quiet town of Wellington, Florida, on an otherwise ordinary day. On May 26 of 1990, Marlene Warren was enjoying a peaceful meal with her family when the doorbell rang. She opened it, and to her surprise, standing on the threshold was a figure that seemed more at home at a children's party or a horror movie than on her doorstep. It was a clown with an orange wig, white face paint, a red nose, and a painted smile. In one hand, they held a bouquet of flowers and in the other, balloons. Despite the odd nature of the visit, Marlene graciously accepted the gifts, but as soon as her hands were full, the clown revealed another object, a gun. A shot echoed throughout the house. Marlene fell, and the clown then left as calmly as it had arrived. Despite frantic efforts, Marlene would succumb to her injuries 2 days later, leaving her family and the whole community in shock and disbelief. And then a week after the gruesome murder, a key piece of the puzzle emerged. The clown's getaway car was discovered abandoned. Most chillingly, it was traced back to Marlene's own husband, Michael Warren. But Michael was at home at the time of the murder, so who was it? The plot then thickened when investigators discovered that Michael had been having an affair with a woman named Sheila Keene. Eerily, Keene had been seen purchasing a clown costume, flowers, and balloons just the day before the murder. However, despite these suspicious circumstances, the evidence back then was not enough to link the pair to the crime, and the case went cold. In a shocking twist, Michael and Sheila got married in 2002, 12 years after the murder. Meanwhile, the investigation grew cold, awaiting advancements in DNA technology that could potentially retest a unique sample found in the getaway car. But in the meantime, Michael and his new wife got to live a relatively normal and enjoyable life with one another. Finally, in 2017, though, a breakthrough. The DNA from the car matched Sheila Keene Warren. She was arrested and awaited trial, which was unfortunately delayed numerous times due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Fast forward to now, though, and Sheila Keene Warren, standing in a West Palm Beach courtroom, finally admitted to the horrifying crime. She confessed that she was the clown who fatally shot Marlene all those years back. She was sentenced to 12 years in prison with credit for time served since her arrest and detention in 2017. With good behavior considered, it is possible that she could be set free in just 10 months. While some might argue justice was too lenient, Marlene's family can at least find some closure in knowing the clown face killer has finally been unmasked. This tale of murder and betrayal, a story that seems straight out of a crime movie, will continue to haunt the town of Wellington, Florida, reminding everyone that sometimes real life can be scarier than fiction. Number 1. Starvation Command. It's scary to think that there really are individuals capable of brainwashing people to do the most insane kind of things. It's even more horrifying knowing that there never seems to be a shortage of these charismatic leaders who take their positions of power to the extremes. The coastal county of Kilifi in Kenya, an expansive 800-acre ranch emerged from the sprawling wilderness. Though this was no ordinary ranch. Instead, it was a haven partitioned into numerous villages, each bearing names of biblical significance like Bethlehem, Nazareth, and Jerusalem. And the so-called New Holy Land was christened Shakahola, meaning where worries are lifted. Pastor Paul McKenzie, a charismatic leader with a magnetic personality, attracted followers from all walks of life, from everyday citizens to university graduates, even high-ranking government officials. The Good News International Church's congregation was vast and diverse. However, beneath the veneer of spiritual salvation and contentment, a grim reality was unfolding. The first hint of this horrifying truth came to light in 2017 when two children were discovered dead in Chocahola. Having been starved to death and then suffocated, their lifeless bodies were found buried in the dense forest, setting the stage for the grim revelations to follow. Although initial investigations failed to directly tie Pastor McKenzie to the crime, more sinister reports soon began to surface. Stories of missing loved ones and suspected mass graves within Chocahola began to permeate the public consciousness. The authorities then had no choice but to dig deeper, quite literally. In a significant police operation, more than 100 bodies were then exhumed from mass graves across McKenzie's property. The dead included children, their lives snuffed out by strangulation or suffocation. The autopsy reports were shocking, revealing that some of the victims had been brutally beaten to death with blunt objects. So how did this gruesome scenario come to pass? The answer lies in the twisted ideology of the pastor. The charismatic leader had convinced his followers that the world would end in June of 2023. But his congregation need not fear, for he had a plan. He encouraged his followers to starve themselves to death in order to save themselves from the horrors to come, so they could meet Jesus ahead of the apocalypse. The chilling details of this plan, however, are beyond comprehension. McKenzie had a clear order for this macabre procession. Children were to die first, followed by the unmarried. And then came the turn of the parents and the elderly. Church leaders, including McKenzie himself, would then be the last to go. One particularly chilling account came from a father whose wife and children were among the victims in Chocahola. He recounted how his infant son was starved and suffocated. Following the child's death, instead of mourning, the cult members celebrated, believing the baby boy had ascended to meet Jesus. And McKenzie never did starve himself, as the plan had been. But thankfully, after years of evading justice, McKenzie was finally arrested recently in April of 2023, charged with cultism and mass murder. As forensic teams continue their grim task, experts fear the body count could rise as high as 500. Like many before him, this man has predicted the apocalypse. June 2023 is right around the corner, so we'll get to see if he's correct. But chances are, the world will keep spinning, and people will continue living their lives. So that's going to do it for the strange and scary mysteries of the month for May 2023. If you're craving for more true crime podcasts from us, remember to check out the Everytown podcast, because every town has a dark side. You can also always watch these videos on our Scary Mysteries YouTube channel, and for exclusive content, go check out our Scary Mysteries Patreon page. To show us some support, it's much appreciated. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed the episode and stay safe out there. I'll see you soon.